Greetings.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
What?
I just, who knows when anyone will listen to this? Probably anytime.
Nobody listens to
right
us
now
in the
it's
afternoon.
Evening for us. Like, what?
It's
afternoon
impossible.
Delight. All right, listen, guys, this is just a quick little announcement.
Quick.
It's supposed to be quick, it never is. For this episode, you kind of want to check out Twitter or Facebook where we can post, you know, where we post images related to visual jokes and stuff. This is an ongoing joke that kind of. It's definitely been mentioned several times.
So if you want to be fully in the loop,
yeah, moving forward,
go to Twitter or Facebook. We're going to put an image and a description of what we're talking about.
Yes. Well, and right now we will tell them. Well, at least we have to say that it's a drone.
Yes.
Alex likes to fly drones.
He
it's
does.
A hobby of his. He has some drones, I guess, hanging up there, and one of them looks like something, and that becomes a thing in this episode and kind of sessions afterwards. But you can also check out what the drone looks like. It's called a.
It's called a nutball.
A nutball. It's a drone. It's absolutely crazy. So go check it out. Like
yep.
You can look up nutballs.
Yeah,
or
just
whatever.
Google nutball if you hate Twitter, and if Facebook killed your mom, then you can just Google nutball.
Nutball drone and check out what it looks like.
Or you
but
can
we'll also
or you
post
can,
the image of it hanging on.
Yes,
Alex's wall
if you go to the social media, there'll be links and everything. Yeah. But. You can Google and or you can even Bing Nutball if you want. You can ask Jeeves about Nutball.
We just want you guys to be in on the joke as usual. So if you get a chance, go check out the image, and that's all we're asking. Okay, it's not very much. It's not very much.
It's nothing. We ask nothing of you except this one thing about the Nutball.
All right, guys. It's now. Been several minutes. It's time to start the show, Eric.
Okay. After two more minutes of intro.
Okay. Are you going to cry about nutballs more?
No. That's already done. That's past.
Okay.
We've
okay.
already done that.
Gotta pick
been
the next
there,
thing
done
about.
That, got the t-shirt.
You're so clever. All right.
I came up with that.
Here
I'm
going
to put
go.
It on a t-shirt and get the t-shirt.
Wow. You'll be supporting your own self.
Yeah.
What an entrepreneur.
Pull myself up by my t-shirt bootstraps.
It's like Rafina's sock bras.
Sock bra tees.
All right, let's start.
Go.
Go. Good evening.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Morning.
Wait, are we playing now?
No.
Oh, okay. You're listening to the show about validating lizard parking and Snoop Dogg vanilla ice machines. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I hate warm hugs.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I was looking at a public service announcement about how not to make hand sanitizer from
yes.
from a local or a nearby local government. And it advised you, it had a list of four or five different combinations of common household things
oh my God.
That you should not do.
Oh my God, like vinegar and bleach or
which
something.
Which of course seemed amazing to me because I hadn't heard of two out of four of them. So
what were they? Tell.
Oh, the one that was most interesting to me was, I think, it was alcohol. No, yeah, I think it was. Crap! Now I'm not. Now I don't remember. It was hydrogen peroxide and something.
Okay.
And hydrogen peroxide tends to react with a lot.
Yeah, yeah, but it made some kind of really strong acid apparently.
Wow.
One that I hadn't heard of.
All right, I'm glad that you're telling us part of it so that we can experiment and see if we hurt ourselves. Next week.
Yeah.
If I was writing a PSA like that, I would just be like, okay, things you shouldn't do in place of hand sanitizer. Don't combine gasoline and your hands.
Yeah. I mean, it would work, but...
It would work. I mean, if you're going that route, you may as well set them on fire. Then they'll be really clean.
Right.
It may cause some slight discomfort.
And maybe if you burn them totally off, though, nothing could ever infect your hands again. I mean, there you go. It's the perfect solution, actually. I think this is truly our new
this
podcast
This is the
idea.
Only reason that I'm not Surgeon General right now.
Alex is embarrassed because
I have an important question.
Why do you keep cutting me off?
Yep.
Yes.
Does that look like a toilet seat?
A very uncomfortable one.
Yeah, one with something that goes
a
right up.
Terrible
ass.
Design flaw.
It looks like a child's
toilet. It depends on what you're into.
Or what kind of issues you have. That it looks like a prescribed toilet seat.
Prescribed toilet seat.
This is not one of your over-the-counter toilet seats.
My prescription toilet seat.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Okay, so no, it doesn't. All right, thanks.
So that was the question you wanted to keep.
I think we need to take a screenshot of just the corner of your screen and show it to the listeners.
Yeah, totally. Okay, we're doing it.
Done.
Here we go. Done. You can't even hide just it, Alex. It. Too bad. Too bad. We also wrote your social security number on there the last time we were at your house, and we're going to blow it up for everyone.
Enhance.
To see. Enhance.
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 Enhance, Monty. Enhance, Tippy Taboo.
Oh, I'm dying. All right.
KT's dying.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Dying.
You know what? Actually, how are you feeling? Dying.
Dying.
Kind of. This whole week, I've felt like that. That's like that's what I'm saying. Like it's really nice to have everyone home. There's a relaxed schedule. However, you're constantly doing stuff.
Yes.
Constantly.
And distracted.
So it's like last night, I was like, Eric, I can't play tomorrow. Like I'm too tired. Like I'm not gonna have any energy, but I'm here, guys, and I actually feel better because we're talking. It's
is this the way you tell us that we're not playing tonight?
Bye.
I couldn't do
it. I gotta go get my toilet seat prescription filled.
Now you know she's not into you.
Washing my hair net that night. That's amazing. I have to get my toilet seat prescription filled.
Yeah.
Please, listeners, use that as a way to reject somebody.
If I am ever rejected with that line, the combination of like gut-wrenching disappointment, but also like I was there when that was born.
Yes! Yes! Oh my god, can you imagine?
And then you realize
you shot me down, but I'm the one who made the ammunition.
No. But then you find out they've never heard it. It wasn't a rejection. And you just completely embarrass them and destroy them.
Prescription toilet seat. Yeah.
They were about to say, but when I get back, will you marry me? You blew it, Greg.
Oh my god.
You blew it.
I was going to say, if they came up with that at the same time, they'd be soulmates. But what you said is way better.
If they were, but if she was ready to marry me over that, and I was like, you may have shot me down, she'd be like, no. Then the next time we're recording, and like I'm sitting here and there's somebody sitting here, I'm like, guys, you're not going to believe this.
Oh my
you remember
god.
That really
you mean like,
stupid
honey.
Thing we were talking about?
Honey, look in the top corner of that guy's screen before he turns his video off.
She's like, oh, he's got one too.
Okay, wait, what is it actually? Is it some kind
it's
of flying
thing?
Okay, alright. I just want to specify. Like,
oh,
what is
here's
it?
Here's the kicker. What is
it's a flying prescription toilet seat.
Alex.
That's why it's prescription. You gotta get the FAA to sign off.
Tell us what the name is of it. It's very appropriate.
The nutball.
What?
The nutball?
Yes! Yes! Oh my god. That's
I've gotta run to the pharmacy to get my nutball.
Oh my god. This was that's one of our best like intros in a while, I feel like. We've all been so so tired.
And it's all based on a visual.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but people will be able
Guys, this and means Eric's you like, have
and
to...
now I will press record.
You have to subscribe to us on Facebook and Twitter, because that's where you can sometimes see us follow through on posting these visuals that's that we true. Refer to.
Whoa, what's that? He held up the mythos.
Oh, he did the same thing I did.
Oh, you were cheersing each other?
No, he's holding up his
beverage.
His Greek. His
Check
Greek
out how
beverage.
This opens. It's got like this weird
a pull tab on a
tab
bottle.
That you,
all I'm seeing from your video is like weird. Oh, now it's back.
Weird. Okay. Wow. That seems wasteful.
A pull tab bottle cap.
I thought we already solved how bottles are opened.
Innovate the shit out of this.
Yeah. Oh my god!
But you know who needs that toilet seat? I know we tried to start, but I'm not doing it.
We did we? We
no,
didn't.
Not really.
Did yeah. we? We didn't.
You know who needs that toilet seat is our cat Filibuster.
Oh no!
Who had to have emergency surgery yesterday for an anal sac rupture?
Oh, kitty.
Anal sac
rupture.
Like a polyp or something? No, like, what's an anal sac? Like,
I had no idea. Like, apparently, so the vet told me on the phone that if you imagine that the anus is the clock,
I do.
The anal sac
I do!
are at 4 and 8. And so one of them got inflamed or ruptured, rather, and then an abscess.
Is it like with clementine? Like those, like
anal glands.
Anal glands.
Yes.
Is it that?
Yes.
No, it's an anal sac.
I know.
Rupture.
I don't know. It's they up. Said sac.
Was it which one? Was it 4 or 8?
It was 4.
Okay. We'll have a moment of silence at 4 tomorrow. Right.
Looking from the face of the anus.
But you guys, I cannot tell you how bad he smelled.
Oh my god!
I really, we thought there was a dead animal in the house. Mm-hmm. It was so horrible. I also thought it was probably coronavirus because everything is coronavirus right now.
Yeah.
Like, my cat has something coming out of his butt. It's coronavirus.
Coronavirus butt.
Okay, start the game now. I can't do it anymore.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Woo! Stinks.
It does stink. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It does stink.
Yeah, see, you forgot that.
I was being sarcastic.
We're by a paper mill.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
It's been a couple weeks. Let's say that, right?
It has,
right?
Listen, you forgot. It stinks.
I'm just curious.
I'm mostly blaming myself. I think that's one of the things I could improve on is really like making the world more present around you.
I think at least at the beginning of the game. Yes, that's something you should
want. Well, listen to me doing it right now.
Okay, I'm listening.
Imagine the 4 o'clock anal sac rupturing.
Okay.
It's not as bad as the way Mora's inlet smells.
I wish I knew. I wish I was there.
It's more like the 8 o'clock one.
How'd it go? Imagine that your anus is a clock. Is that how it started?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
picture.
Eric said, I do.
And then
do.
You say, will you marry me?
He did. Sorry. My anus. He was talking about
no, because, yeah.
I didn't say your anus, said, but I meant your anus.
I don't know what to do anymore. What's happening?
I can't see any of you.
It's
by
because
way.
Alex is Aww. Talking so much. Everyone is startled.
Speaking
everyone,
of yeah. speaking awesome. Of bad smells and timepiece anatomy,
okay.
You are in Morrow's Inlet, which reeks horribly of sulfur, being that it is founded mostly on the exploits of a paper mill, which okay. seems to be doing a fine bit of work. Mm-hmm. This is where you were when your compatriot Captain Clockface disappeared.
Yes.
I have never described his anus to any of you in public or private.
But he doesn't have one, probably because he's just a clock.
Listen, I've never described his anus to you.
He's a clock.
You know what happens.
Is his anus not a clock? What's gonna happen? I need to know.
And what about his nutball?
Oh my gosh.
I'm dying.
You know what happens when you assume about someone's anus or lack thereof.
You make an anus out of you and clock.
So that was the last thing that happened. Now we can tarotino this a little bit.
Okay.
Because at the beginning of the
tarantino? Didn't you say tarotino? Like tarot cards?
I don't know. I probably said crunchy. Crunchy.
Crunchy. We got this. We're here.
Eric,
we love it when you talk like that.
Tarotino.
Crunchy tarantino jalapeno roll.
This is a mess. Oh,
starring Brad Pitt. The beginning of the session.
Okay.
You all, or most of you, decided to assume different forms.
Yes.
Aided by Will's
yes.
combat-oriented spell list.
Yeah.
You used the seeming spell once again.
Yes.
And assumed different forms.
Okay.
Will was a plainer man.
A plain man, yeah.
Not plain R.
I thought you were saying plainer. Like I was, like an alien.
That's what I hear.
Rafina had a flower beard.
Flowery beard, right?
As did Captain Clockface.
Yes.
Batthwack lost the crown.
Wait, what? Lost?
Really? He made his crown out? Go away.
Oh, yes.
Visually,
oh, right,
visibly.
Right.
Okay.
Mo became a Batthwack-ish dragonborn.
Yes.
And Dew abstained, as did Halula, I believe.
Okay.
I wrote this down. I could say not I believe and just say what happened.
Okay.
Clockface flower cleared. Will, plainer person. Bathwack, no crown. Mo, dragonborn. Rafina, flower bleared.
Okay, cool.
Cockface.
Cockface. Oh, God. That's a condition.
Cockface. You get that in Morrow's Inlet.
Yeah,
you cock-fleas. Haven't heard about that yet.
Yep. Watch out, guys. Watch out.
People have been social distancing to try to mitigate the spread of cock fleas.
Oh, man.
They live on nutballs.
Flatten the curve has a different meaning in this instance. More like flatten the bump.
Oh, God.
So that happened, and then you all paddled your little lizards into the inlet of Morrow's Inlet.
Yes.
You docked. You met the dock master. He directed you to the customs office,
mm-hmm.
Wherein the person welcomed you. They took your payment to mm-hmm. dock your lizards.
Mm-hmm.
You were offered a tour guide, which you, to varying degrees of politeness or rudeness, declined. And then you made your way into Morrow's Inlet. You found out that the town seems to be divided into at least two segments by a large, mm-hmm. tall, large, big brick wall.
Large, tall, large, big.
You can just edit out one of those.
I usually do.
I know.
Just this time.
Add some in. Just repeat it.
Large, 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 tall, big, large, large.
All right, Eric, you asked for it.
By a large, tall, mm-hmm. Large, big, 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 mm-hmm. tall, large, big, large, mm-hmm. tall brick wall. The people on this side of the wall seem to be focused a lot on trade and shopping and...
Shopping?
Yeah, there's a lot of shopping opportunities. It's hard because I know everything, so I'm trying to remember what you are aware of and what you're not aware of.
There was like a clothing store and like a...
Yeah,
there's a couple great names.
Some magic store, like a magic items place, some potions and drinking and mm-hmm. things like that. And we're just kind of wandering around. And then there was a ruckus that was heard, and so you went over to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And there was someone who seemed to be different than the others, at least in their mode of dress and the way they were being treated,
mm-hmm.
because they were being assaulted. Outside of the Rolodex Aruni. Apparently,
right.
He had been frequenting this establishment, which the Watersiders here seemed to deem an offense because this person was, as they would have referred to him, a backsider.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Bathwax strode up and, with his large, big, tall, large presence, quickly intervened and dragged him away. The rest of the mob seemed a bit hesitant to directly confront the Dragonborn about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were able to get him back to the party, and the mob dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
He was introduced as Marco, who introduced himself not as a backsider, but as a cliffsider.
Mm-hmm.
So there seemed to be two different sets of terms, either watersider and cliffsider, or frontsider and backsider,
mm-hmm.
for the people inhabiting the different parts of the town. He thanked you for saving him and suggested that you may want to accompany him as he can take you to what he deemed to be the more civilized part of town,
mm-hmm.
The cliff side of the wall. Apparently it's typically difficult and or expensive to make your way between the two, but he claimed to know a secret way for you to make your way back there. So he led you actually back to the Rolodex Aruni, around the backside, and you were beginning to make your way up into an unlocked high window when someone, I believe it was Dew, first realized that there was a certain animated, non-speaking member of your party missing, Captain Clockface. Mm-hmm. And so everybody was like half in the window. You all shimmied back out.
Yeah.
You looked at each other. You looked where Captain Clockface should be standing. There's nobody there. You look back at each other. You look back at the spot. You look back at each other. And everybody just all at once just shrugged. And that was the end of the session.
Well.
So today we pick up. Bathwack is sweating bullets. He has no idea where his best friend in the world is. He clearly
Alex.
Is. I mean, they don't even have sweat glands, and he's sweating. Like,
oh, wait, are you sick? What's happening to you? What color is
it's
it?
It's part of the seeming spell. You made him just look super sweaty.
It's only...
Prior to the disappearance, this was just going on.
It must be raining. That's what I always say when that's what Bethwick always says when he cries.
Aww. Right?
Just like,
no. It must be raining!
So
unoriginal. Can't rain all the time. So also to set the scene, remember it was getting on later in the day. It's essentially evening at this point, so it's starting to get a little darker. But you've squirmed your way back out. You're just standing in the alley, and you've got to figure out what you want to do about Captain Clockface. So
yeah.
Marco is this person who is going to guide you. He made his way back out, too, because he saw that all the rest of you either didn't come in or went back out.
I have something right away that I want to say.
And he's about to say something, and Will jumps in.
I want to cast... Will's immediate thought, I just realized,
would Eldritch be that Blast.
This... Yep, dead. Killed you!
Dead? We've seen what you do with your Eldritch Blast. Don't joke.
I think that Will would immediately think that this was some kind of scam. Like, this guy led us somewhere, and then maybe one of his buddies kidnapped Captain Clockface. So I'm going to turn to him, and I'm going to point, and I'm going to cast whatever the... True Strike! I'm going to do a perception check or an insight... No, I'm going to do an insight check, and I'm going to cast that based on what my insight roll is. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I rolled a natural one. What a way to start off the game. Awesome. So I clearly am like, this guy's fine. It's great. What an idiot for thinking anything else. Why would I ever think that? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you...
This guy is Captain Clockface.
Yeah, what are we even missing? No idea what he looks like.
What you think...
Yeah.
...is that based on... what you've done for this guy so far and the way he's acting and, you know, you are built to read people, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you see someone and you're like, bam, that's a mark or that's someone who would be useful to me or whatever, you know. So, yeah, you think that this guy, probably of anybody in this town, is going to be able to, like, get you what you need, get you the info you need. Like, he's like your go-to. Like, if you if you need something, he seems like someone that you could rely on to get what you need done.
Okay.
Did you actually say anything? No, you just
just
squinted your eyes at him.
He's the first one I thought might be in on it, because that's his little instinct kicking in of being a con
man. And then you
man.
Blame Bathwack.
And then I'm like, fucking Bathwack.
And so he says, who's missing? Who are we talking about?
Who saw him last?
I don't know. Was he with us? I mean, did I meet him? Did you introduce him to me?
Did I
speak with him? Who is this?
He doesn't speak.
Yeah, he's a guy. He has a freaking pumpkin face, and he's made out of wood.
What?
So,
he had a flower beard.
A flower beard, yes.
She has a flower beard.
Did you not see...
Yes, but we know I'm here. Right, guys? You know I'm here.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Where's Rufina? No, just
kidding. Oh, Bathwack, such a kidder.
Dew reaches out and pokes Rufina's shoulder. Yep, she's here.
Ow!
No,
not hard.
Are you putting me on? What? Who is this? He doesn't speak. He's made of wood. He has a pumpkin face. I don't understand.
He's a clockwork man. Haven't you ever heard of anybody? I mean, not that I have necessarily, I guess. I don't know. Have I ever heard of a clockwork man?
We'll admit that.
I know. Like, have I heard of a clockwork man before?
Probably not.
No? He's a freaking marvel then. He's amazing. He's made out of clocks or wood or something. And he walks around. And he doesn't have an anus. And it's, like, weird, but he hangs out with us for some
reason. Doesn't have an anus? Has that been confirmed?
No, I would not look, that's for sure. So I don't... Bathwack probably knows. Bathwack, tell us all about the anatomy of Captain Clockface. Look at him shrugging. This is an audio podcast, though, so...
That's why you described it.
It was a silly face.
This contraption? Is it a person? Is it one of your belongings?
Yes, it's Bathwack's briefcase. Bathwack, you were supposed to be holding onto your briefcase.
Did anyone see... When did we see him last? I think I have to probably roll some of this. I don't know when.
Yeah, everybody, whoever's trying to remember last noticed Captain Clockface, do...
History check.
Not a history check. That's what everybody does. It's not a memory check. Yeah. Just do an intelligence check.
Okay.
Oh, that's... I'm really good at those. Whoa.
Wow. 19.
Well, that was just crap, but I rolled a saving throw.
Is it the same number?
I got
a 15.
It is the same
number.
We're all
doing
well.
If it's the same bonus, then it's fine.
All right.
I'm not going to punish you.
I rolled a disadvantage because Dew has been highly distracted with feeling sick.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't remember Dew being sick.
But it's still good,
sick?
Though. Oh, because of
is
the
it?
Smell.
The smell. I can't bring up the... There we go.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, those are really
that's
good.
Right.
All of us mm-hmm. rolled really well, even with the disadvantage.
The lowest was a 15 and the highest was a 19.
Yeah.
So...
Wow.
The last time all of your characters would have noticed Captain Clockface,
mm-hmm.
Rafina and Bathwack, you would have remembered seeing him before Bathwack went over to the crowd. He was with you at that point.
Okay.
You rolled the 15, and in terms of what you would have been paying attention to, I think you maybe haven't really noticed him since, like, maybe the customs office. And
But we do remember him being with us in this town.
Yes. Will last remembers him, who the fuck knows, on the airship, probably.
I rolled a 19!
I know.
Oh, you suck!
You just don't fucking notice him. Aww. I'm kidding. Come on, it's supposed to be a joke.
No! Divorce!
Yes, and!
That pencil almost stabbed me in the
eye! How much gin is left in here?
I gotta drink more, too!
Too many visuals this time, guys. So visually interesting.
I know, we just sat here staring at the camera and made all those noises. It was hilarious.
That's like the third or fourth time you guys have gotten divorced on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Yes.
This year.
This year.
So yeah, that's when you guys you remember when Rafina.
When was it? The same? The crowd?
Yeah.
Crowd. All right. And how late is it now?
Dusk.
All right, so, I mean, it wasn't that long, right? We followed him over into the building, and then we realized he was gone. So, I mean, what? It can't have been more than 10 or 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, again, to be clear, just so we know what I'm saying, the last time you remember seeing him is before you went over to save Marco from the group that was assaulting him.
Right.
So he could have been lost in the crowd when the crowd was being rowdy?
Yeah, maybe. Or following me. Or the crowd could be angry.
Or he could be shopping, Will says.
Or he could have decided to join the crowd because maybe he doesn't like Marco either.
Mm.
I think we need to go and find that
crowd,
guys.
Why doesn't he like me? I don't understand.
She's joking.
Yes, I'm really,
Marco,
it's very odd.
You might have rubbed him the wrong way. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I never met this thing, person. How do we refer to this
entity? You don't need to worry. He doesn't speak, so we'll never know what he actually thinks of you. Let's just
Except we can ask him next time.
Well, we'd have to ask a yes or no question, but I don't think we should.
Does Marco stink?
Now I say... Now, I mean, I would like to help you. I mean, find your, again, it's not been made clear to me whether it's a companion or a possession.
A faced man who travels with Bathwick. It's his best friend or something like that. So, yes, it's important to Bathwick, I guess.
This is something that has autonomy.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the square. I'm going back to the square. I'm going to
I will accompany you.
While we're walking, Will will be like, Bathwack, like one time I lost a pair of cufflinks when I was in a neighboring town. And this is kind of the same thing. I just had to leave them. I had too much. We have to find a hotel room.
People.
I don't think so, Will.
Before you go. I don't.
Wait, I thought you were helping us.
I am. I want to help. But I don't know that you should just go off and go searching for him here. There's powers at play on this side. Have you heard of Tomorrow Today?
Right, yeah. Oh no, do you think that they want him because he's like a Tomorrow Today item? Like, because he's cool and unique? Ew, well, why did I say that?
From what you're describing, it sounds like he would be able to be sold at a high price. Let me put it that way.
What? Wait a second. What does that mean?
For what? Like, to work in the mill?
What? No. What I was about to suggest, quite the opposite, is that perhaps I think the best one that could help you would be Crumplemeyer himself. To deal with these watersiders and their nefarious ways, who knows where they... I'm sure they've absconded with him and probably have him stowed away somewhere. You'll never find him just wandering about on your own.
So wait a second, they were saying that like... Oh, wait a second. Okay, when we came here,
yes?
The guys at the front, or the woman, or I don't remember who it was, somebody said that Ricardo Ulysses had been here. And they were, and Will's looking at everyone like, Ricardo Ulysses had been here and they were happy to, like, host him. So now you're saying that this whole side of the town is, like, full of thieves, I guess, because they're just stealing stuff and selling it for a high price?
Thieves, scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells?
No, outside.
That's where they make their money. They sell, you know, they help to obviously offload the paper that we make, but also any kind of import, export business. That's what they're... Their economy here is based on.
Do they sell people? Is that a thing? Because do we have to be worried because we're amazing?
I mean, I mean
like slavery or something like that.
I just said slaving.
Oh, I couldn't. I thought you said saving. I cannot hear you tonight. I really
do. You mean incredible savings? Do they have a dollar store?
Incredible savings.
There is a discount slave market down by the Western Dock.
Oh my god. Oh, I cannot hear you. I even have my ear uncovered. I really just can't hear you tonight. That's weird. All right, sorry. So yeah, like slave, is there a slave market in this
city? I've not heard such, but I wouldn't be surprised, though it would probably be spread in rumors and whatnot. So I would hope that I would have heard of it. So I don't believe so, but again, if something like that were to pop up here on the water side again, I would not be shocked.
Well, let's talk about this for another hour and see where he goes.
What? No! Let's not talk, let's go. Come with me. I will take you to Crumplemeyer. He is a man of great power.
But you want us to go...
I vote Crumplemeyer.
Oh, man.
I'm not convinced. I want to go back to the square.
I'm not going to force you. I'm just putting in my two cents. I know you're new here.
If I disguise you or something, would you come back to the square with us?
You can disguise me?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
I think if I'm going to be gallivanting about with you here on the water side, that would be necessary.
Right. Oh, man. Now, how much do I trust him on a level of if I hand him my hat of disguise?
Oh, you trust him to whisper your hat of disguise.
Him. Oh, fucking. Look at you with your little innocent face. I don't trust you.
I mean, Will's not like Will's not like, here, have this because I like you and I want you to do well. You're like, if I help this guy, he can help me.
He can help Bathwack. Will doesn't care about Captain Clockface. But what I'm worried about is now I have too many things to keep an eye on. Shit. All right, I'm going to try it. I think Will can do it. He's a manager. He can do it. All right, I'm going to give you something, but if you fucking steal it, I'm going to kill you, just to let you know. Seriously,
do you
look
think
like
I have
dead
a water cider?
I don't fucking give a shit who you are.
I'm not.
Just saying, if you steal my shit, I'm going to kill you. All right? So, and does he have to do it? Does he have to understand magic?
He would have to use the hat.
I'll see if I can get him to use it. I'll try to tell him how to do it.
Okay. So you hand him the hat.
I go through my bag and I hand him the hat.
Okay. So you hand him the hat. Okay, so what do I do with this?
You put it on your head.
Okay, very
good.
And then
I don't know how to actually explain this. You think about what you want to look like, and that would be, in this case, probably one of the people that look that are on this side. Wear their ridiculously colored outfits. Oh shit, I just said that out loud. Rafina is dressed like that. They're splendidly carnival-esque outfits. Rafina, you're great! Oh, fuck.
I gotcha.
Rafina! Man.
Bathwack, are you already heading back to the square?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I was thinking with you.
That we're going to be able to all move there if we wanted to.
Thinking in terms of tracking is like if we get there quickly, we may have a chance. But then, yeah, if he's already gone, we got to go talk to Blunderbuss or whatever you said his name was.
Grumplemeyer.
Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah, I thought we could at least look around real fast and look for, I don't know, a clue or something. Yeah. And then,
all right. So, yeah, you guys head back. Basically, I mean, it's just kind of right around the corner because this, remember, where you encountered Marco was right in front of the Rolodex Aruni, and this is the rear of the building.
Is Halula acting strange?
What do you mean?
I want to keep an eye on her, too.
Okay.
I'm keeping eyes all over the place.
No, she does not seem like she's acting strange.
Does she seem genuinely surprised that Captain Clockface is gone?
Yes.
You don't want me to roll anything?
Sure.
You never want me to roll anything. Insight, here we go. Another natural one? Are you fucking kidding me? You know what? I'm signing out of Roll 20 and signing back in. Goodbye, Roll 20. It's broken! All right.
Yes. She does not seem to be acting suspicious. She seems normally surprised.
Will must be actually starving, because apparently I think everyone's great. I'm just like, you know what? You're not suspicious. Everyone's fine. This is great. It's a wonderful town. I am excited to travel with these people.
I
want to scan the... Oh, yeah, sorry.
No,
I wanted to scan the crowd.
The crowd. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is there anyone
in the crowd or the people that are moving around the street that I'd recognize from the mob that I walked into?
Okay. Give me a perception.
It might be hard, right? Because people have moved on.
The streets aren't like bustling. It's not like Times Square, but it's, you know, there's an active crowd moving about. It's like, you know, later at night and people are more probably at leisure, looking around, going to places to eat or shop or whatnot or socialize. So with an 8, no, you do not see any faces among you that you notice as familiar. I mean, you weren't focused on them necessarily when you were trying to save this guy, so it's possible.
Right.
But you, nothing jumps out at you as an immediately familiar face. But are there either you or Do or anybody else you mentioned potentially looking for actual like clues or tracking? Is there something in particular you're trying to do or look for?
I'm not sure. I mean, I guess if he had been attacked or something, there might be debris, some equivalent of blood, like parts or wood or something, so I could look for that.
Sure. You give me a perception check. 14. You're an adept tracker. You're good at looking for that kind of sign. Not necessarily the wood bits, but the signs of something being attacked. You see in the general area where the scuffle had happened, maybe a few drops of blood. You're not necessarily sure what who or what they're from.
So there was a scuffle.
You all witnessed one.
In the middle, yeah. I see.
I see nothing.
I see. Is there anything over? So we were standing off to the side originally, and Will was over in an alley or a storefront.
Yeah, you were kind of like up the street a little ways.
Yeah, I'd like to just go over there and look around. Just sort of retrace the steps around that area.
Sure.
Until I'm kind of confident that I can't do anything here.
Got it. Okay. What about Rafina? What's Rafina doing?
She's thinking really hard.
About what?
She's thinking about where Captain Clockface would have gone. So she's turning around and she's going to go and figure out what Bathwack's doing because she figures he's probably going to have a nose for it. Wait for me!
He doesn't have a nose, so good luck with that. Anyway.
That's hard on her to come to that realization.
So yeah, you can, Bathwack can give me another perception roll up to sort of investigate when you're retracing your steps, see if anything else jumps out at you.
9, not much better.
Okay. Yeah, nothing really jumps out at you. These look like well-traveled roads. If you recall, they're mostly made up of this, like, packed, crushed stone. Not anything that would hold a footprint or anything like that that would be discernible. So nothing to track there, and you don't see any... He didn't leave behind, like, a trail of rose petals for you to follow or anything like that. So, at least not that you see. Maybe they're all behind you. But everywhere you look, you don't see the... The telltale rose petal trail that you know he would have left for you if he could have.
How is my hearing?
Who, Abby or Rufina?
Rufina.
Can we turn her up? How do we get
turn her up? Or
turn her up a little bit.
Really? Oh, do you want me to just stick this up my nose with that?
No, no. It was just. It sounded really far away. I didn't realize it was a microphone. Weird. I thought it was the levels, but I think it's the maybe.
I'm wondering if I can just like listen really hard.
Yeah.
And see if I hear anything.
That's also a perception roll.
Perception. 18.
18. Very nice. Yeah, you hear in general the sounds of a bustling town entering its nightlife phase. Nothing nearly as exuberant and robust as you would have grown up with in Bear Toggle. But, you know, respectable nonetheless. You don't hear anything that's alarming. No sounds of further escalated conflict or anything like that. You can hear the music sort of muted coming from the Rolodex Aruni. Sounds like sort of a driving a beat from within there.
I don't know how many times we've referenced that.
Yeah,
on this
for
podcast.
Sure. Well, it's because it's
enough.
Amazing. It's amazing.
It's unbalanced, but yes, it is amazing. So I don't hear anything that would lead me to.
You don't hear a clockwork man run. Unfortunately,
we may be onto something.
Everybody, why don't we take a peek back into the Rolodex Aruni and. See if he's somehow among the crowds.
How sweaty do you think it is in there?
It's probably disgusting. Come on, let's go. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you like this place. What about you? What's your opinion of Rolodex Aruni?
Who, me?
That is who I am talking to, yes.
Well, you just looked at me, but I represent multiple people in this
group.
But who
else? Oh, I guess there's Tallulah. Yeah.
You could have been Mo.
Yeah. Yeah,
not you, Halula. Oh, Mo. Oh no, not you. No, the other guy, Marco.
It's okay. I forgot. I hear too.
Bathwack, do you think it's worth it, or at this point, do we take the locals' advice and go and talk to the head?
I'm okay sparing a few more minutes to just be absolutely sure there's nothing we can do here.
Yes, I mean if you're careful, you know they do tend the door quite sternly.
Then how'd you get in?
Didn't I show you?
Oh, wait, what? The window was going through the way. Back?
I mean, that's how I get in. They wouldn't let me in the front. Can you imagine?
Am I completely stupid? I thought we were trying to go to the other side of the wall. I can't picture this layout, I guess. I'm sorry.
Like we were going in or going out?
The window was in the wall of the Rolodex Aruni.
And we were in the Rolodex Aruni already?
You hadn't been yet. You hadn't climbed in.
Why were we going in the Rolodex Aruni?
Because he said there was a way to get to the other side of the town.
Oh, through the Rolodex Aruni. Okay. All right. Cool.
So, I mean, I can let you in the back. I do have an insider connection, if you will, with the staff. Some of the staff. One of the staff.
Oh, is this like your sweetheart or something?
Oh, yes, it is.
Of course it is.
Oh.
Of course it is. Well...
Or you could, I mean...
Everyone's like, whoa, ha-ha-ha.
I wouldn't be going in the front with you. I think they have a way to see through even magical disguises, so
I
don't know.
Are you fucking serious? I don't want to go in the front either, then. None of us do.
What? Why?
Wait, dude does.
I can.
Wait, what do we need? I missed that. What do we need to be in there?
They talked over me a bit. I said that at the front, I would never go in there, even in my current state of illusion disguise, because I believe they do have a way of seeing through magical disguises.
Oh. I thought we just had to look fancier than we already did.
Oh, no, your manner of dress is fine, but it seems like you're all worried about someone seeing through some sort of front you're putting on. Is that true? Are you...
Or facial hair, as the case may be.
Are you all magically... do you all have hats like I'm wearing? What are you doing here? Are you spies?
Fucking no. Why would we come to Morrow's Inlet to be spies? What is there to spy on here? Oh,
maybe someone hired you to take down the tyranny of the Watersiders and tomorrow today's iron grip on this town.
Would you like to hire us? What kind of money
you
got?
I was going to say, that sounds like something you would do.
Oh, I mean, perhaps if I were Mr. Moneybags, but no, I'm just a...
All right, lead us to Mr. Moneybags. I'll talk to him.
I mean, I don't know any Mr. Moneybags. I mean, Crumplemire certainly is more well-off than I am, but I mean, he puts all his money back into the cliffside. He's a man of the town. Well, the good side of the town, anyway.
Mr. Anal Sax.
No, just the 4 o'clock one.
Just the 4 o'clock one. But yeah, we don't... I mean, yeah, some
we're
of us have...
We're just passing through.
Yeah, and some of us have minor modifications because we're ugly and shit. You know, we just don't want anyone to see how ugly we are. It's a huge bummer, and I thumb at Bathwack.
Speak for yourself.
Oh.
Ooh. All right, fine. Saucy. Anyway, yeah, so maybe we don't want to go in the front. Maybe we want to go in the back. Or maybe we just want to go to fucking find a hotel, because, jeez.
I told you I'd find a great hotel for you.
Yeah.
We need to try to find our missing companion.
I know. But again, I think at this point you're looking for a, what is the phrase, a bit of a needle in a haystack. I bet you thought I was going to come up with something ridiculous, but I just went with the standard. I thought about it,
no,
couldn't think of anything.
I thought you were going to say Mr. Duplemeyer or whatever his name is.
Crumplemeyer, yes.
Crump, I was so close.
Yes,
so
that's good enough.
I like meeting new people, let's go do that.
He's a man of clout, I think that he would be able to do something to put you in touch with people, perhaps, that could help you suss out where this person is. This thing.
Yes, let's suss. Let's do it.
Yeah,
suss.
I guess it seems to be our only...
But I will check with my sweetheart, as you say, and see if she spotted your friend.
You're going to go back in there and not come back out, is what you're going
to
do.
You're all going to come in with me, aren't you?
Oh, God. So either we have to climb through a back window and watch you make out with somebody.
Aren't they going to see through the disguises?
No. The way I go, that you won't come in contact with the front of house staff.
Huh. Okay, very good.
Yes, that's why I use it. It works for me.
Beam me up, Scotty. Throw me through the window again.
Okay. Yes, we can go. Is there anything else the rest of you need to take care of here? I don't want you to feel like I'm pushing you along and... forcing my own agenda on you. I'm just trying to help. You helped me, so I want to help you.
Hmm.
Oh, now you seem suspicious. You were about to ask me to beam you up.
I wanted that until your over-eagerness kicked in. But I will give you the benefit of the doubt,
oh,
Sir Marco.
Yes. All right. You ready for a boost?
Boost me.
Here you are, little lady. Oof! Boost you right up through the window. All right, the rest of you?
I was the one boosting before. I can take over for him if since
yes.
I'm sort of at window height.
Here, yes, give me a leg up and I'll help them in.
I do so.
Ha! Yes! All right, send them in.
Okay, let's make sure we don't lose anybody else.
All right, I'll go. Here, pick me up, says Alula.
Pick her up.
Great audio.
By the ankle, swing around a few times, and heave her. It's like, probably could have handled that better. All right.
Mo steps up. Okay, me next. And he goes up. the rest of you go unless someone has something else to say.
He's looking right at me.
Mm. I'll look at Alex, too.
I'm already climbing in the window.
Okay.
Can Du get himself in?
Yes.
Okay. Ugh, but I can't get myself in. I could get myself in.
Does.
All right, I'm getting myself in.
You could always fly up here, Will.
I'd like to picture that we're doing this elaborate, like, you know, Du's doing the holding the hands in front and doing the lift up thing, and the window is just a standard, like, 4 feet off. Yeah.
It's not even open.
Everybody's standing on the sill.
All right, so everybody's in, and Will boosts himself up in.
Yeah.
But Will does go in.
I am sighing and shaking my head.
Just to
so
annoy
much.
Him, I'm going to offer him my hand.
I'm going to smack it out of the way. Get away from me. This is ridiculous.
Bad, like, smiles the whole time because he knows. He knows.
Yeah, of course he does.
Right, so now you want me to check to see if my love has spotted your friend, or maybe has a... I don't know why he would be in here, but I could see if she's maybe seen him.
Hmm. Are you asking me? I'm
asking all of you. Fine, I'll go get her. The majority has it. Goodbye. One moment. Stay right here. Don't move. Don't.
No. I don't think he's coming back.
Well, if he's not, then what's the loss?
I would probably follow him as far as I could because he has my hat.
Well, because I need him to take me to Crumplemire because there's no other.
Okay, I mean I can give
no other way.
One of you directions.
Really?
I'll give you my hanky. You can take it to her. She'll know you're from me.
Ew, unsanitary.
Why can't one of us follow you?
That's fine too. I'm just trying to give you options. I want you to feel comfortable. I'm not trying to trick you. Come up with your own plan and tell me what it is.
I'll follow you.
Okay, so Will, you're going to go. Yeah. I'm going to go with Will. It doesn't seem very dangerous at all. You don't need me around, do you, Will? Should I wait here?
I don't. You do whatever you want. He just has my stuff. I need to follow him. So.
All right, I'll come with you.
Okay. I don't remember if I think I maybe described the room you're in before. It looks like a storage room. There's a bunch of, like, high-top tables,
mm-hmm.
Stacked chairs, things like that, mm-hmm. different, like, forms of, like, decoration and, mm-hmm. and whatnot. Doesn't look like it's too frequented too often.
It's like a storage closet?
Yeah, like a storeroom. It's bigger than a closet, but not by too much.
Okay.
When we came in, we were, like, standing on the table or something, right? Coming off the window or...
Yeah, there was, like, a table set up underneath that kind of helped you down from... The window in here is not as high as it is from the outside, so the floor level in here is slightly higher than the ground level outside. And there's one door leading out, which Marco is going to lead you to out of.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go, he turns and he says, "Okay, stay very quiet, follow me closely, hurry up, and try to keep a low profile. We're not supposed to be back here, but based on what..." And he pulls out, he looks at his wrist, and he has a watch on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, based on what time it is, I think we'll be fine for a few minutes. Sort of in between shifts, so to speak.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so, let's go. All right.
So is it just, it's just the three of us, or is everyone going?
Dun,
I don't know.
Dun, 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 dun,
Rafina's rolling down the hall.
Rafina's coming. Rafina's coming.
Rafina's like, she's flattening herself against the wall and looking, and then going to the opposite wall and flattening herself.
Totally.
Aww.
Somehow she's wearing a full ghillie suit. You have no idea where it came from.
Whoa!
it's made out of cardboard boxes, so she blends right in.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Is Lula coming? Is Du coming?
I'm coming along,
yes.
Okay.
All right, then yeah, everybody's coming.
Okay.
What? Oh, all right. Fine. Follow me.
This is a dance room, right? Like, it's a dance hall?
This is the backstage area.
I'm reminding myself, isn't this a dance party place?
It was described as a dance hall to you.
Is there a certain dress code or something? Why would people notice that we're even back here?
Well, because we're not staff. This isn't where the guests are.
Hmm.
The patrons.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what does the staff dress like?
There's not really a dress code. You'll see. Come. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. Just hurry up. Come on. We have to continue this story.
Okay. All our footprints, like, just dropping through. Jeez.
Oh, there's a herd of rhinos moving through the back of the Rolodex Arruti.
Yep.
Very, very small rhinos.
Except for Dew. He's about the right size.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So, so yeah, he leads you out to this dark hallway and starts moving down. And there's sort of a series of closed doors on the left side. And he leads you down past one, past another, and he leads you to the third door on the left. And he does a quick triple knock, and then a pause, and then a double knock. Mm. Sounds like maybe it's like a code or something like that. Very distinct. Exactly.
Nice.
That wasn't me, listeners. It wasn't me.
It was a really good impression of you, though.
It was. I'm just like Eric.
And you hear behind the door some rustling, and then the door opens, and he slips in, and he gestures as he goes for you all to come in behind.
Okay. I hope we're not going into the oven or something. Come on.
We walk right out on the stage.
Yes.
The music kicks in, and you all just have to start dancing. Joke.
Oh my god.
And then there's a solo just for Rafina.
Oh my god.
And you find yourselves in a small what looks like dressing room.
Okay.
Like performance.
Oh.
People.
Ooh.
No, green room.
I thought she was going to be a cook. That's why I'm saying oven. I didn't realize it was going to be like a.
Is she an exotic dancer?
Yeah, I am curious. I'm curious.
And
now. There
is a person inside that you have not met yet. Marco's there because he went in first. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you see before him, and they're hugging a scantily clad dwarven woman.
Okay.
And
is he a dwarf?
No.
Okay, I could.
Yeah, I actually don't remember.
Brom was a dwarf, and holy shit, did that not sink in.
Yeah, what is Marco? Did he
I'm going to be honest, I forget if I said. As far as I'm aware, he is an elf.
He's
but
an elf.
I might have said human. It's potentially possible. From this point on, he's
Say
an elf.
Elf. Oh, okay.
Nope. I'm leaning into
okay,
it.
Elf.
Sorry.
Elf. Okay. Cool.
We're very good at our jobs.
Yes, our jobs. We deserve what we get paid.
That's true.
And she says, "Oh, Marco, who do we have here? Who have you brought to me?" And he says, "Yes. This is a group of people that saved my skin a little earlier. I was caught out in the main part of the hall." And she shakes her head and rolls her eyes and kind of slaps him on the arm at that. And I was about to have a bit of a rough time of it, but they saved me from the clutches of the you watersiders and brought
you
me to safety. Huh? Yes.
She's a watersider?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
Really
I was getting to it. This is Tess. She works here at the Rolodex Rooney. Yes, she is. She lives over here on the waterside.
How'd you guys meet? How do you guys meet if you are like opposite sides of this brick wall?
Well, I mean, there is travel between the two. It's
right,
not
but
like...
if you're beaten with rocks and shit, like I would think that you mostly stick to your side. So, like, how'd you guys meet?
Well, Tess actually had ventured over to the cliffside. Mm. She was looking for some pieces for her to wear for her her job here as a dancer at the Rolodex Rooney, and I met her on the street, and I was immediately smitten. Mm. And he leans over and gives her a kiss. But yes, Tess, these fine folk have lost their. I'll say friend. I think I'll let them describe him or it to you, since it's not been completely clear, but they're wondering
it's
if perhaps...
not you've... complicated, but hello, Tess. Nice to meet you. Rafina Philanthropot, at your service. I'm sorry if I interrupted. He's a clockwork man, and he is made out of clockwork parts, and he doesn't speak, and he just shakes his head or nods his head, and he vanished because we stopped paying attention to him.
He's about this tall...
Uh-huh.
He's
about my height, yes.
Pumpkin face. He's and
covering his microphone.
Oh. He's got a pumpkin face. He wears clothes, but I don't know how else to
He wears clothes.
He's got a necklace.
Guys, he wears clothes.
So he has, what kind he has of a pumpkin face.
He doesn't look like Strahd.
That's not helpful. I don't know Strahd.
He doesn't
a pumpkin
look like
face.
Brisky.
Like he has an orange face?
Yes.
Kind of, it looks like a jack-o'-lantern, right? His face
yes.
is a, kind of
like
a...
Like he has face paint on?
Yes, because he has a smooth wooden head. He is a clockwork man, just like Rafina said. I know both of you can't seem to grasp any of the things.
Sorry, I was picturing like a
you
clock
are a perfect
face.
Couple. Oh yeah, because we said Captain.
Does he have a clock face?
You know
or?
What? No, that's a derogatory name that we came up with because we're a bunch of assholes.
Oh, it's a slur.
Really,
yeah, okay, I hear those okay. before. You ever heard the one backsiders? Huh? Huh? Oh, Tess, stop it.
It's derogatory. I didn't know that Captain Clockface was a derogatory term. I feel terrible.
Yeah.
You're basically calling him Captain Anus.
It's true.
Yeah. Call him Captain 8 O'Clock.
Yeah.
The unruptured sack.
Oh my god.
That's another establishment here in Morrow's Inlet.
Oh no.
The unruptured sack.
Whoa, I'm writing it down. I want to find out what that is. Will doesn't,
the
but I do.
Unruptured sack.
That's the place where you spend a little more for your I lost the word, so my joke is lost.
Oh, it's okay.
What's the thing where they make it so you can't have kids anymore?
Vasectomy. Yeah.
It's a place where you spend a little more for
your
vasectomy.
Unruptured.
How does that even work? You would like cut. Never mind.
Well, you have to go there and find out.
So you should. Never mind.
So yeah,
it's magic. Trademark. But it's not.
It's magic in quotes. Trademark.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So yes, it doesn't sound, it's not ringing any bells. I mean, I'm up there working. I mean,
we're not talking about, I don't think any of these people who want to find Captain Clockface are like thinking you're going to be back here with him. Cause it only happened in the past 10 minutes. What we're looking for is maybe a connection where maybe some assholes over here might steal something and sell it on the DL. Any place like that that you know on this side of the brick wall.
Hmm, so you think they might sell this guy?
That's what Marco said.
Like a slave, or?
Marco, talk to your girlfriend.
I'm sorry, I'm letting her speak. She can speak for herself.
But she has the same questions you do.
Oh, right. So yes, a Tess, no. No, there's no slavery, as you know, Tess, here, and I already explained that to them, though I did say that maybe you, I always say you want outsiders. You know I don't mean you, Tess. I know. No, I mean that some of these ne'er-do-wells over here on the waterside, I could certainly imagine them getting into the slave trade.
Well, you also said, you weren't sure if there was a slave trade. So is there a slave trade? Would they sell clockwork people? And also, what else would they sell? And would I be interested? Just kidding. But where would those places be?
Well, I mean, there's lots of places to buy things here on the waterside.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't believe there's any kind of slavery here. That would be, I think that would be cracked down on pretty harshly. That's pretty extreme. I mean, mm-hmm. there's certainly, you know, shadier parts of the town to find certain things, but I don't know that you'd be able to acquire a person to buy. It's not clear to me whether this is a person or not, so I guess that might skirt the line. It sounds like he's quite fantastical. I mean, it's
magic!
DM.
DM. It sounds like that word you just shrieked at me was in quotes. Is that true? No, but I mean, it sounds like he's quite like some sort of a complicated machine. Yes.
Yes.
Like his inner workings would be quite interest to someone, don't you think?
Oh, like somebody's gonna take him apart. Oh, Alex is holding up two gears. That's pretty cool. What is that, a puzzle?
Those are Captain
Clockwork's
boobs.
That's the one that I got him on your recommendation.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
he hasn't solved it yet because he's dumb.
You're so dumb, man.
So dumb.
I'm a dummy.
Anyway, as I was saying, based on what you're describing, I mean, that sounds like more like something a cliffsider would be interested in. Take him apart, see how he works, put that knowledge to work in the factory.
That's why I said that maybe he's at the paper factory.
This one sounds like she knows what she's talking about.
I have a feeling that we should be listening to Rafina sometimes.
I do!
Sometimes.
Is this Rafina? If that's so, I think that's true.
Yep, that's Rafina. She's the only one that introduced herself, don't you remember?
I said I'm Rafina Philanchpot at your service.
I'm a bit overwhelmed. Also, I'm very bad with names.
Oh, good. Then this is the perfect group for you, because we won't tell you anything.
It's becoming a bit clear. No, but I mean, I think you should head over to the cliffside. I bet you someone over there probably nicked him and is maybe thinking about poking and prodding and seeing how he ticks. Mm. I mean, they know what they're doing over there with that kind of thing. I mean, I think they rip him apart, they'd be able to put him right back together. But
insight.
Give me a one.
Yeah, I know. Give me a fucking one again. Oh my god. No, okay. It's a 17. I thought it was a one again. Jeez Louise.
17.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she might be...
I'm rolling insight to see if she actually thinks that, mm-hmm. or if she's trying to push us away because she somehow has a hand in some of these underground markets or something like that.
It seems to you like she doesn't necessarily... She's not, like, lying.
Hmm.
It seems like she can maybe believe it, but you think that with a 17, you think she might just be trying to rib on Marco a little bit.
All right, listen, lady. Stop ribbing on your boyfriend.
Can you actually... we only do that when no one's in the room.
Oh, gross. Can you tell us actual information about whether there is a place in this town, like a pawn shop, or like a place...
Oh, yes. There's a few
it's
of those.
The Isn't ball. The whole town pawn shops? Didn't we establish that?
I know. Is it literally all pawn shops?
You haven't been in any, so you don't know.
I know. I saw a clothes store. I want to go in there. Yeah. All right. Both of you are saying, like, is this going to make a dent in how I feel about Marco and how he thinks he knows things? Because she doesn't know anything. He just wanted to see his girlfriend. You just wanted to see your girlfriend. She doesn't know anything.
No, I already saw her a little. I already saw her a little
Will,
earlier. I was
outside, Rafina.
I was taking you back to Crumplemire.
I'll wait outside, not you. I don't know if I said that clearly enough. I'll wait outside, not go wait outside. I really think that
he would be a good person. To give you assistance. Yeah, I mean, he this is her talking now. He's got a lot of, you know, power over there. I mean, he's basically in charge of the whole cliffside. I mean, he'd be able to do something, I would imagine, to help you find your friend.
All right. I'm for going over there because I just want to find a hotel room anyway. So if you guys want to go meet Crumplemire, and I will go to bed.
So nobody, while we're in here, we can't really see anything, right? We can't see the partiers dancing.
No, this is it's its own enclosed room. This looks like it's Tess's and maybe a few other, people's dressing room. It's not like a solo dressing room. There's
it's
a few.
It's her tessing room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Duplemeyer it is. Let's go.
Marco, before you go, do you have a couple silver you could spare me? Just a few bits? The tips tonight haven't been great.
Aww. What is it that you need the silver for?
Oh, just to buy what I need, food and pay my rent, and Marco here, he's a bit of a sugar daddy. He helps me out.
Whoa.
Usually that's not said out loud.
Oh, there's certain things we say only in the private of our room here together.
But there are people here, just
yes.
to let you know.
No, I know. I'm saying that's not one of them.
It's not a private room.
If you heard some of the things we said when other people weren't around, you'd be nodding your head and be like, yes, sugar daddy, that's just fine.
Oh goodness.
I'll give her one of the heavy platinum pieces that I have.
Oh,
why don't you take this?
Is that a platinum? Oh, no, I can't take that. No, that's too much.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I have a few more.
It's useless anyway. I don't actually say that.
Do you say both of those things? No, that's too much as she reaches out to take it
okay.
from you.
Yeah. All right, good.
Wait, hold on a second. No, wait, that she like weighs it in her hand. That is too much. Mm. No, what's wrong with this? Is this a joke? What is this? She just holds it out in the palm of her hand.
It's Barovia.
It's platinum. It's just it's a little heavier than normal.
A little? It's a lot heavier. It's got to be, I don't know, 3 or 4 times too heavy.
If I were you, I would
know. Maybe there's something inside of it. I don't know.
I mean, you're giving it to me, so I'm just, it's odd. I don't know if it'll spin, but if you want me to take it, I'll take it. I just took me by surprise. Thank you. Yes, I don't want to seem ungrateful. Just shocked me a bit. But yeah, Marco, how about a few coins rubbed together? Something I could actually get for a loaf of bread. All right, Tess. Here you go. And he pulls out a small coin sack, and he pulls out a few coins.
Is this really a boyfriend girlfriend situation? I roll insight.
Maybe that's medicine. You're a love doctor.
That is a 15.
Is this a real boyfriend girlfriend situation?
Yeah, or is it
situation?
Like paying for sex stuff is what Will wants to know. Will's curious.
What kind of signs are you looking for?
Paying for sex stuff signs.
Well,
no, I'm just
you see a man giving a scantily clad woman money.
Oh, man.
You've seen no sex happen. You've seen a long hug and a kiss and talk of ribbing.
Does she seem to just rib for her pleasure? Does she seem like to genuinely like him?
With a 15.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of time you'd spend with them and a 15, you don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe, maybe not. There's nothing definitive one way or the other.
Okay. Fireball. No, I'm just kidding.
This might clear things up.
All right. I shrug. I keep thinking I'm on to something, and then Will's just a doofus, apparently. I don't know anything tonight. Let's go to bed.
So what do you propose? Do you want me to take you over to the cliffside and see what we can do on that odd end of things?
Bathwack?
Blooper Meyer.
Yeah, that's what I... How does everyone else feel?
I'm fine with that.
Yes, this big fellow. I was just about to ask how you feel about it. I want to make sure you're happy.
I haven't been happy since we got here, but you know, the smell. Although Will has helped me out with that.
Yeah. I was going to change the smell on his thing to be like caramel or something, because he's going to complain again, so I'm like, it might be running out, and I just snap and change it to...
Nothing for a nature person like burnt sugar.
Oh, shit! I'll see what his reaction is, I guess. The other one was rolls, so I figured, you know.
I think we're in a drug den. Or I have a drug.
Yeah, well, I've got to get back out on stage anyway, so...
Can we see some of your dance, please?
Rufina, weren't you the one insisting that we keep going?
I just want to see 1 second of it.
Woo!
No.
Show us your favorite move.
I turn around.
To watch intently. You're about to leave. You're like...
No, I actually watch. I watch. Yep, let's watch it.
Okay. She says, well, Marco, maybe you can give me a bit of a hand here. Come here.
Ew. Oh, no.
And she pulls him over to her, and she starts dancing very sensually around and on Marco.
It's a strip club. Is this a strip club?
Hmm?
I say out loud.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, this just got more interesting. Do you not get paid, like, regular wages? Like,
Yes, but it's good to supplement. I mean, that's what tips are for.
Right, okay.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Have you ever been to... I own several.
You do?
Yep.
Where?
It doesn't fucking matter. I've said that word too many times. Nobody cares. I'm never going home. I'm never getting there.
Is it nearby? Are you hiring?
Nope, it is far away.
Oh. Do you pay well?
Yes. Goodbye.
Maybe you want to come back sometime. We could talk about it. I'd be willing to relocate.
Well, what about your boyfriend? He lives here and is trapped behind a brick wall, apparently.
Marco, come with me, won't you, Marco?
Well, I don't know. What does Marco do?
I don't know. I mean, I've got lots of good work to do on the backside. I think Crumplemire would be very disappointed if
What are your qualifications?
What?
What are your qualifications?
For what?
You gotta have a use if you come to my town.
I never said I was coming to your town.
All right, goodbye then.
What?
Good night.
I'm confused. I'm being interrogated for something I wasn't claiming I would do. I don't understand.
Hey, she said you were gonna go, so I just figured she's the boss. You're just handing her money for whatever. All right, let's leave.
What are you implying? I gave her money because I love her.
Oh, that's so sweet. I believe it.
Haven't you ever given money to someone you love?
I froze for a second, and then I turn and leave.
True strike.
True strike. If you true striked, you would have found something out, but nope. Goodbye.
Nope. I've got to get back to work anyway. I'm sorry. Marco here. Sorry, dear. Can't do anything about that. I've got to go. She slaps him on the butt and leaves.
Whoa.
Guys, that was the weirdest dance I've ever seen.
Wait, Rafina, have you never been in a strip club? What is Barataga like? Are there any strip clubs?
I don't understand the concept of strip club. What is happening?
A strip club where people pay you money to take your clothes off.
It's like a serpentine wiggle waggle dance.
Yes,
Lord.
Like shaking one's ass in other people's faces. Some people like that. I know probably nobody in this group does. Wait, except for Do.
Do neither confirms nor denies.
I look at Halula.
I've also never really heard of something this, but it doesn't sound bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah, it sounds all right. That was a nice little display there, I thought.
Oh, hey, dude, got some competition.
Anyway, are we
Insight.
Going?
Insight! Is she bi? Roll for bi.
Roll for bi.
Roll for detecting
bi. Is that appropriate? Bi. Are you allowed to roll for bi?
I want to see. I want to know.
How's your bidar?
Bidar. I want to roll. I'm interested. That's the kind of thing that
if she's actually not even bi and she's just completely gay, would you make her think that she is bi when actually she's gay?
You don't know. That's
well,
the problem.
I'm very interested in that rule tonight.
You don't know certain things that Will knows. That's the thing.
Oh, I really don't.
No. So I would like to know. My insight is 13.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Based on
this
interaction, the dance, you do own multiple strip clumps,
yes.
Or at least did at one point. You
strip clumps. That's what they call them in Tivoli. The strip clumps.
Oh, I know what a strip clump is. Okay.
Now I'm part of many strip clumps.
They're very crungy. We have the crungiest strip clubs in all of Bufflin.
The crungiest.
Strip clumps.
I'm writing that down.
Crungiest.
You're listening to the show with the crungiest strip clumps. And the most clock-like anuses.
Yep. There we go. Oh my
god. Or how my vet learned that I was on a D&D podcast.
Did I hear you quote me on the phone in a podcast?
All right, did you answer me? Do I know? Do I have a sense?
Do you have a sense with a 13 on someone's
sexuality?
Yeah,
what's she into?
Her response and the way she's reacting, you think she could just maybe have appreciated the dance for the art form that it is?
All right.
Or she could have gotten a huge hard on you.
All right.
You don't know her.
I'm not rolling this to be silly. It is it is something I would, especially
I'm
this
I'm
character.
Trying to answer you realistically.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good. So, are we going? I think we should make a hasty retreat. We need to go back to the storage closet, and I will show you the way to the cliffside.
Hmm.
If you'll follow me. Right. Good.
We shall.
Chop, chop. And you all Mission Impossible your way back down the hallway.
Our vet's probably the only vet in the United States who talks about anuses that way, and he's probably like written an extensive blog about it.
Oh my
and
God.
So, like, this is how they're going to figure out my social security number. Thanks a lot.
What were you doing giving the vet your social security number? You idiot.
Oh my God.
So,
are we there yet?
You are there yet. You are there at the storage closet. He begins shifting a few storage crates out of the way of the corner of the room to reveal a hatch in the floor.
Okay. Well, this doesn't seem sketchy. Why would this trap or this trap door be here? Who is like what kind of what's the history of this little secret passageway?
So yes, let's
get
do
inside.
Yes, I was going to suggest that, but if I need to explain it first, I will to alleviate your fears. Though I don't want anybody to come in on us while we
make
our way down.
Mm-hmm.
So I have gotten sort of a knack of getting this mostly covered back up as I head back down, and then Tallulah.
Yes. Yeah, it's always Tallulah.
But that's not even who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tess. I was trying to say Tess and stupid Tallulah, not even a person in my game. You're going to meet Tallulah sometime.
You mean your little Sheila down under?
Yes, my little Sheila down under, whatever that means. Tess then comes by when she can and covers it up the rest of the way. So you can head down. It's a bit dark, but I have a torch I can light up for you if you need it. Here, let me do that. And he reaches into one of the crates and pulls out a torch, which he lights.
Hmm.
And holds it out for whoever might grab it first. 1, 2, 3. He drops it. The room is on fire. You all burn to death.
Oh, no!
In this storage room. You assholes! Take my goddamn torch!
It's because I have to pee. Can we take a pee break?
I was literally just about to take a break as soon as you went down this ladder. Take the torch. Rafina takes the torch because she has to pee. She's like, I hope there's a bathroom.
I pee on the torch and it goes out.
Oh my god.
Whatever the torch is using to create this combustion reacts with the pee. It explodes. The room burns down and you die in this pee flame.
Oh my god.
Oh, I don't have to play the sound. That's great.
Yeah, that was perfect.
It was sound just like it.
I should set up my keyboard for a series of electrodes to just make Abby make the different sounds.
You're gonna zap me?
Yeah, but at different voltages, so that way you know which sound to make.
I'm down for that.
Thank you.
That's what we do in our strip clumps in Bear Toggle. Wait, yeah. Clumps.
Strip clumps.
Clumps. Yes.
Yeah.
I can definitely see Rafina doing a strip clump because she was the first person to suggest a strip search on the
airship.
I was trying to think.
That's right. Good Ship Airberry. I love that so much.
Yep.
All right. Are we playing D&D?
I think Alex is doing exercises. It looked like he's going to do
he's
a yoga.
He's been exercising this whole time. He's been sitting on his exercise ball.
He's like, yeah. He's doing a bath whack. He's got to lift some weights.
Yeah. Doing the bath whack.
Do a sidekick for us there. All right.
I'm scared.
Oh, shit.
My legs hurt.
Don't kick the toilet seat.
Oh, my legs hurt.
My legs do hurt.
Here we go.
I know.
What should I do? Kick the camera?
Oh, my God.
No.
It's scary.
Oh, come on!
That's really cute, too, because you know what? He gets excited, then he does it, and then he's shy, and it's so sad and cute, because I'm like, dude, that's awesome. But he's like, no, I'm shy.
Oh, he says that.
You guys, Alex is really cute, listeners. Just to let you know, he's adorable.
He looks like Harry Potter.
He does look like Harry Potter.
You guys, Alex is single. You should marry him.
Totally available.
His social security number is.
Just kidding. You all know it already.
I know. Just kidding.
So, yeah. You've all... We're back in D&D.
Mm-hmm.
We're in. Here we are.
All right.
You've made your way down the hatch. There's a ladder leading down into the darkness. A torch was given to someone. I'm going to determine who took it with the roll of this D4.
Okay.
It's a 3. Rafina took the torch.
Oh.
I got it!
You got it. Shook all the extra pee off, and you made your way down the ladder.
Doesn't smell
it's her,
good.
It's her own pee. It's fine.
Ew.
It's sanitary.
Oh, God.
So sanitary. Come
sterile.
On, guys.
Sterile. I mean sterile.
It's definitely
anyone
not
have
serious.
A jellyfish sting?
I'll shake this torch on it. And you make it's a pretty significant climb down, just a ladder, sort of straight down. Really? You're in like a tunnel. Like if you feel behind you, you can feel the wall behind you.
Is
like
it stone or dirt?
It feels. It's like with the little light you have, it's brick.
Okay.
It's a brick passageway leading down.
So
into
as
the earth.
We're going, can the guide tell us what the heck the background of it
I
is?
I mean, it's not like it's a 3-minute climb. I mean, it's
no,
not.
No, I
like
don't
a
mean the climb. Just on okay. our way.
Yeah.
Unless a zombie attacks us or something.
Well, he gets to the bottom, and but before you go, he says yes. So this, what we're in now. I don't know if you are aware. Perhaps I myself told you. It's very possible. I can't remember from the last time we spoke about this, which would have been about 30 minutes ago now. But the front side of the city, the water side, supplies the water from the river to the cliffside
right.
for our manufacturing purposes.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is delivered through a series of underground irrigation.
Are we about to be drowned or something?
Oh, no. It's all piped in. We're not in a pipe.
We can't okay. drown anymore.
Oh, that's fucking true. I guess, sorry, Marco. I guess you'll drown.
We are going to be turned into paper.
But we won't sink. Isn't that interesting?
You won't sink?
Well, okay, we'll sink.
Yeah,
fine.
You'll sink and breathe.
I was trying to... What is the equivalent of paper drowning?
Drowning in paper?
Is this a riddle?
Hmm. No, I'm saying, like, if we got turned into paper, but we couldn't drown, what does that mean in paper terms?
What?
I'm so confused.
What?
If we All right, got, forget
if
it.
If we got turned
you
into
guys
paper,
should...
but couldn't drown.
All right, you guys, when you haven't had so much sangria, we should try having this conversation again, because clearly it's a beyond
oh, yeah, that's
for
the
that
problem.
Reason.
Wait, turn
Moving
into paper,
right
let
along.
Me see.
Like when you can't drown, but you're paper. What? It's a perfectly normal question. What the hell's wrong with you people?
I always choose sangria is in. That's my question.
Anyway, no, there won't be any drowning. This is, first off, this is a disused section of the system.
Mm-hmm.
There's these underground tunnels that contain these pipes, which supply the water to, well, parts of waterside, but primarily to deliver it to cliffside.
Okay.
Which are metered and regulated by the water siders. They have a tight fist and control the flow of the water.
How did that happen? I'm sure this is probably a discussion to happen some other time, because we're probably going to hopefully get through out of this tunnel very quickly.
And find a hotel.
But, like, how would half the city... Who built this freaking wall? Like, how would half the city have gotten control
I mean,
over everything?
It's been here as long as I can remember. I'm sure that in the past I would... It's nice to think that perhaps at one point there was not this rift.
Right.
This division between the two parts of the town, but I'm not sure.
How long has this town been around? Like that hundreds of years? Like how you if you don't know the history, I mean not everyone.
I mean I'm 24 years old.
Oh, you sounded very much older. Apologies.
Well, thanks! What is that supposed to mean, KT?
I don't know. I think it's the Britishness or something. Like, this just yeah. very, like, I'm very proper.
I voted for the Queen when she was first elected to be Queen.
It's a well-known fact that all British people are born at 27 years of age.
Oh my god, that's amazing. It's true.
I will be born in 3 years. I, as you might imagine, am pro-life. You may have your own beliefs on that, but in the culture that I am, it is quite something that is quite forgivable, no matter your views, when you meet someone who is the age of 24 and is pro-life.
Oh my god!
Everybody, when they hear that, just goes, yes, yes, I understand.
Oh my god! Oh, I'm dying. That's amazing. All right.
The alternative in our world is not pro-choice, but rather suicide.
Oh my god. Oh.
Let's talk about the paper some more.
Yeah. Are we done with that explanation?
That'll dial us back in.
I think I need to rewind because I think I'm getting my stuff mixed up in terms of what you asked me. Yeah. What was your question about how did this town get this way? This is basically a question like that could have... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the wall here, it went up some years ago. I mean, it was before I was born, but it's not ancient history.
Okay.
Just hear the retconning, just gear grinding away.
Okay.
Yes, I think it was maybe about 40 or 50 years ago, something like that. Okay. You know, there's these fights between those who were in charge of distributing mostly it's about the paper. I mean, it's all about the paper. You know, we've got the ones close to the docks who are in charge of selling it and bringing in the funds from the exporting of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the factory who's busy manufacturing it, and they've got their own thing going on with the lichen in the caves and all that goes into this complicated process. And I don't know if they just grew apart and got into disputes.
Mm.
And then the wall sprung up and things have sort of evolved since then.
Hmm. Cool.
It's quite cool.
Yes,
are we there yet?
Cool. Yeah.
But yes, this is a disused part of this system. You'll see the pipe here, and he clangs his hand. There's this large pipe running down the center of this large tunnel you're all standing in. As you can see, it's not been used in some years. It's a bit rusty and looks sort of not well tended. If you head back that way, and he points to his right, the tunnel there's a cave in, so you can't really proceed that way. That's more back towards the water, the docks. And so there were some issues with this route, and so it was diverted further back that way, and it takes a different path. There's a few of these under the town, but this section here is not used.
All right.
So yeah, so it's basically a maintenance shaft to access the pipe where necessary.
So many questions that I don't even know if they're interesting, but like, I want to know, like, who is in charge of maintaining the pipes? You're just saying that you just abandon a pipe if it gets rusty? That sounds like bad business.
Well, let's walk and talk. Let's walk and talk, and maybe I'll go around the horn to see if anybody else has any questions. First, we'll start with the one that was voiced. So, you're asking who maintains the pipes? Well, on this side of the town, it's the watersiders. On our side, it's the cliffsiders. There are different points at which you can access the shafts to do what you need to do. This has been unused for some time. I think there was something that all of a sudden happened to, probably related to the cave-in for that way.
Mm.
And I think it was, I'm not an engineer, this is not part of my job, but I think it was deemed to be something not worth trying to fix. I think it was maybe something that would potentially be likely to happen again or something like that. Mm. So there was a different route that was dug to lay more pipe, so to speak.
Ah.
You know, like Tess and I do when no one's around.
Oh.
Anyway. does anybody else have a question while we head down this dark tunnel? You there with a torch, are you comfortable? Or are you okay leading the way through this?
Oh, I'm very comfortable leading the way.
Oh, good.
I am the leader after all. No, just kidding.
You did seem to sort of take charge a few times. Are you not the de facto head of this little group?
It's completely random.
Oh.
But yes, I do tend to lead.
Okay. It was either you or this very, very large man looking at Dew.
He's so far, he's been much too polite to contradict me.
Certainly not around here. I'm just focusing on not throwing up.
Dew, I will say that while in general heading down here, it's not like a pleasant smelling place. It's underground and kind of dank, but it's not flooded with the fumes of the plant. For all of you, it's a nice break, and
it's almost refreshing. Okay,
yeah,
that's nice.
It feels nice. Yeah, like coming down.
I would not have expected going down into old tunnels to be a relief, but
right.
It definitely is. And it's not like a sewer, so it's not like foul smelling. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of undergroundy,
right, basement-y.
Yeah, kind
so
of.
So Marco.
Yes.
What are the chances that there's a hotel down here?
beds. Well, there is.
Will, how do you feel about not sleeping on beds, but just sleeping down here?
Well, I could probably make a bed. in some way. Yeah, because I'm not a huge fan of sleeping where the stink is, but also sleeping on the floor underground sounds a little creepy.
I mean,
do people ever sleep underground, Marco, in these parts?
I mean, if those who know about these passageways, I could imagine someone maybe would find a place to tuck away and rest. I don't know if anybody has ever set up permanent residence down here. It'd be a bit inconvenient, and it's not the most pleasant. Again, you get used to the smell. I've said it before, so...
You just don't want us to stay down here because this is where you and Tess get together and have your home secretly hidden away here so you guys can get together. Otherwise, where the hell do you get together? You just keep getting kicked out of the Rolodex or Rooney.
No, we have... Either we visit her home or we go to mine.
Is it safe down here?
I was about to say, that's the other thing. I mean, there have been, you know... incidents. There are some things that... So, I will say, as a side effect of some of the work that we do on the cliffside, there can be some unexpected sort of consequences. Some of the byproducts of what we do have been known to sometimes make their way into the ground, and so sometimes things can be encountered.
What?
Not necessarily just down here.
Oh, don't gloss over anything. Fucking tell me what's down here, I say as I Eldritch Blast the walls. Just kidding.
It collapses on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, now that didn't improve our situation. Because we're surrounded by toxic waste and several tons of earth and brick.
Hey, maybe we'll turn into the creatures that everyone fears if we're surrounded by the toxic waste in the ground. We'll become the Toxic Avengers. It'll be great.
But very flat.
I'm sorry. We have a crying kid.
It's okay.
I'm going to take this opportunity to get another glass of sangria. We'll be right back.
Are they actually drinking sangria?
Yep. I think so, yeah.
They got it as part of their delivery from their Greek restaurant, I think.
Oh, I joined the call right when that, like, in the middle of that conversation. So that.
I don't practice sangria.
What's that?
It's my own parody I just made of the Sublime song Santeria.
I don't know that song.
Do
I don't know
hear
Sublime
it?
Really.
Don't practice Santeria.
Anyway, we should start playing our actual game because it's 11:06.
For the next 20 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
People are like, 20 minutes? What? 10, please. Derek, what are you talking about?
Anyway, we were talking about pollution, weren't we?
Yes.
I think so, yes. Though I was being a bit oblique about it. Yes.
Yes. And yes. I said, what kind of monsters are around here? And I'm lighting up my billy club and using my own light and shining it everywhere.
Oh, I mean, there's... it's nothing that's common, but, you know, certain mutations and certain growths and things. Nothing I would say inherently evil or anything like that, but you know, just not your typical flora and fauna, if you will.
Have you run into anything like this?
No, I have not. There was a few times where I thought I heard something sort of rustling off in the distance, but I beat a hasty retreat on those occasions, one of which I was not able to meet up with Tess. It was very sad, but I figured better safe than sorry. So yes, I definitely keep an eye out.
Do people disappear?
Potentially.
Die?
Potentially? These tunnels,
disappear, such a strong word. They cease to appear.
Yes, now you've got it! This one's catching on! This passage here, again, it's not very well known. It's a bit of a secret, and so I don't know that it would be well publicized information if someone were to not reemerge from a trip down here.
Yikes.
The regular tunnels, they're well-traveled, well-maintained. It's, I'm sure, less likely to run into something, or if it is, it's something that's dealt with very quickly.
Wonderful.
Anyway.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Will stops talking and pushes past everyone and keeps going. Let's go.
While he takes the lead, does anybody else have any other questions about the construction of these perfectly safe means of travel.
No, let's get out of here.
Yeah. No questions, no questions!
I'm fine to linger because it doesn't smell bad.
Right, sure.
Yes, it's definitely a different smell, yes. So,
do you find it to be a bad smell, since you say you're used to the paper mill?
No, it's nothing unpleasant down here. No, it's certainly different. I can, you know, I know that there's a difference, but, you know, you grow up in Morrow's Inlet, that Krumpelmeyer smell is baked into your bones.
Yeah, I was wondering
the
about that.
Krumpelmeyer smell.
I'm just gonna hope and pray that I can get it back out of my bones as soon as we get out of here.
Mm-hmm. So, you all start heading down the tunnel, and I need you all to roll a perception check.
Oh, no.
Okey-dokey.
Not perceiving.
No.
Oh, that sucks balls.
10 from Dew, 16 from Rafina.
Did it happen?
Dew's just enjoying the damp.
5 from Will and 5 from Bathwack.
Dew's enjoying the damp. Will is not enjoying the damp.
Okay. So, you all keep heading down the shaft. It's not like a straight shot. It's not like a bullet straight through the earth. It has some twists and turns. Mm-hmm. There's maybe some like small alcoves and things like that. If you have a source of light, you can make out what they are. But it doesn't look like anything that's like a separate path. Mm-hmm. Like whoever's taking the lead, if it's Will or if it's Rafina, I'm not sure who. But it's clear the way that you're supposed to go.
Okay.
Sometimes it slopes down a little bit. Sometimes it slopes up. You don't know if it's maybe to account for, you know, rock formations or something they dug around rather than blasting through or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's generally, you know, heading the same direction with some zigs and zags.
Okay. I keep turning around and making sure I have an eye on Rafina as well. Just putting that out there.
Do you mean Halula?
Rafina.
You mean Rafina.
I mean Rafina, since she's right behind me, right? If she was in the front and then I pushed past her.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping an eye on her.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I don't trust her. I'm just kidding. That's not why. That's not why.
You don't trust Abby.
No.
I'm letting them with the lights good because I have dark vision, so.
Cool.
I'm holding up the rear, yep. Making sure we're not attacked by, I don't know. There's not supposed to be anything down here.
Yeah, there's nothing down here.
Yeah, there's totally nothing rolled, like, 30 seconds ago.
So, you keep going for some time. Nothing really happens. You can make some small talk with Marco or not. Mm-hmm. Just move on in silence and good smell. Eventually, you get to this sort of gate structure. So, like, these iron bars that cover the passageway, allowing this pipe to go through. And built into the pipe at this point is there's this huge, like, valve.
Mm.
Like this round valve, like, that you would turn.
Okay.
And there is a door set in the gate, and it is closed. You're all close together, and Marco says, yes, so right now we are basically right underneath the wall above.
Oh.
So this marks the delineation between the cliffside and the waterside. What you see here is what you would a out of use representation of what you would find at any of the other points where the water pipes make their way from one side of the town to the other. And on this side, you can see there's this large valve which would be manned at all times by a water sider, who would allow or disallow the water to be pumped through.
Yikes.
To the cliff side. And
it only goes one way.
Yes, no, yes, there's no need to pump water back into the river. These are not waste pipes.
I meant from one side to the, okay.
Yeah, yes, this is a supply line. So yes.
I was trying to understand if there was some, like, the cliffsiders don't want the backsiders' water or vice versa or something.
Well, the cliffsiders and the backsiders are the same people.
There's the cliffsiders and the watersiders and the frontsiders and the backsiders. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. That's what I meant.
Oh, no, we rely on the water from the river. And unfortunately, the only way that gets to us is through waterside. So as as much as it pains us, and both on a moral level as well as an economic level, this is the way we get the water we need to do the work we do. And so this would be manned, and really on both sides, and the cliffsiders get the word when water needs to be dispersed, and we're very careful about how much we need so that we don't have to pay for more than what we get. Mm. And so the payment is exchanged, the water valve is opened for as long as the payment would allow.
Okay.
So yes, this this gate here would be kept locked at all times to prevent people from passing back and forth. These are not meant to be normal ways of passing between the two districts. They're just there in case of emergency and whatnot, but they're kept closed and locked, as this one is. But if you'll just pardon me for one moment, I have a key hidden on this side. It's a sort of a shared use type of situation for those that know about this way of progress. And I'll just need to grab it. We'll unlock the door and we'll be on our way. So he heads back, and there's one of those little alcoves, just like, you know, 40 feet back. And he heads over and cuts into it to ostensibly get the key.
What? He can't just run away.
He didn't run.
Get my hat back. Where the fuck is this guy? I presumably would have taken it back before now, right? In the tunnel? No?
Maybe.
Sweet.
I mean, you're heading to his side of the town.
Yeah.
You want to... Right. What do you think you would have? Like, what are the odds that you would have?
I want to see him.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah, I'm going to follow him too. Like, I'm not just going to let him go somewhere else.
Okay.
Especially because he has my property still.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you follow this guy as he heads into this this alcove. Mm-hmm. Once you see that he's heading, you know, a bit further away, so you go over to catch up with him, to keep an eye on him and see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And you turn the corner, and you are met with a solid green wall pulsing in front of you.
Ew.
What?
Whoa.
And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh no.
What? We have to fight the wall?
Oh, I know what this is. It's got to be a gelatinous cube, right?
And
right?
Based on that, I think that is where we'll have to end tonight's session.
Oh my god.
So
wait, do we roll?
I'm not going to roll then.
All right.
I'll roll. Yeah, we'll roll next time.
Oh my god. I rolled a good initiative, too.
Do you want to keep it or not? I'll make a note of it if you want
it. It'll save in the chat, won't it?
Does it? Does it keep it from before?
It says you wanted to send the result of this to the turn tracker, but no valid token was selected, but I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Okay,
I didn't
know if it actually showed
I'll chuck mine on into the ring there.
Nice
initiative, Ooh. Greg!
Oop. Terrible initiative, Bethway.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
You were enjoying the dance all the time.
No!
Oh, dear.
I get to roll again, but I don't want to be lucky.
You had to roll a one to get the same initiative as me.
That's Abby's version of being lucky.
Yay!
I'll let you eschew your reroll. You still go before Bathwack, though, because you both got a 4, and you have a better bonus than him.
Oh. I have a better bonus than him?
Wait, yeah, you have a +3.
Oh, that's the part that... Okay.
Other DMs would roll. You got a natural 1, so you have to go last, but I want you still to not go last, even though you roll a 1,
because
it's funny.
Because you know I hate it.
You still don't get to go last. Even though you rolled as bad as you possibly can, and you can't even technically roll that bad because you're a halfling.
Fine.
But yeah, you'll get to go almost last, but in, like, a long time. So this is, like, the longest between when you roll initiative and when you get to act, Abby, so...
She's collecting things off the walls to make more tea. That's why she rolled a bad initiative.
Have you guys ever had brick tea? It's great!
High in calcium, good for your teeth.
I'm really excited to find out what a gelatinous cube is. This sounds terrifying.
It's gotta be terrifying. What it is. If it's a giant wall, green pulsing wall, it's gotta be a gelatinous cube, right? He's looking at me like I wasn't supposed to say that or something.
I'm not looking at you like anything.
I'm not looking at you anymore.
I'm worried our host is dead now, though.
Yeah, my hat, too.
Marco got a green bamboo wallpaper from his villager friend on his Animal Crossing village, and he just put it up, and you guys are taking it in.
Oh, man.
Insanity, guys.
Insanity.
Linsanity.
Don't shake your head at me.
I want to know how far we got in comparison. Really? Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Then what did you write? You said you had all these...
I don't write, like, scripts. You know that, right?
Okay, why aren't we following the scripts that you write?
Don't write them.
I'm gonna have to object to that objection just because you had that question earlier about paper and what it would mean to drown if you were paper.
Craig, Abby's allowed to ask those questions. We're not.
What sold it for me, though, because Abby, you've asked such questions before. What sold this one was that this time it was like you were getting irritated with us. Answer me.
Why don't you understand?
What's the paper equivalent of drowning?
I think I got where you were coming from. It still doesn't make sense, though.
I did not understand.
She was trying to figure out, like, what the situation would be. Like, somehow you got made into paper, but also you ostensibly still have the ability to breathe underwater.
Right.
Okay. Are you still, like, yes. alive, or... I mean, imagine...
Like, what would you call it if the paper were able to not... drown.
Oh, so you are dead.
You're laminated.
Look at her face.
Oh, laminated.
Your wax paper? Your
yeah, like I was thinking that you wouldn't sink. Because if paper gets all wet, then it is defeated and it sinks.
Oh, it's rock, paper, water.
Everybody knows rock,
KT
water.
Wins.
Rock, yeah, everyone beats paper, Alex.
That's the answer.
Oh,
wait,
no, paper beats rock.
Paper beats rock.
Okay, but yep. But would paper also beat water now?
Beat water?
Let's say we get turned into rocks.
Okay.
What does it mean for... I'm just kidding.
You're very, very small rocks.
For a rock to drown.
What does it mean for a rock to drown?
These are things for you to ponder if you fall asleep
tonight.
Nobody
is going to understand this. I don't understand.
This podcast we're making? Yeah, I know. That's part of the charm.
What does it mean for soggy paper to be rock?
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.